from the Exalted. O truly blessed night, when things of heaven are wed to those of earth, and divine to the human. Therefore, O Lord, we pray you that this candle, hallowed to the honor of your name, may persevere undimmed to overcome the darkness of this night. Receive it as a pleasing fragrance, and let it mingle with the lights of heaven. May this flame be found still burning by the morning star, the one morning star who never sets, Christ your Son, who coming back from death's domain has shed his peaceful light on humanity and lives and reigns forever and ever. From the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At daybreak on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the night when we gather in darkness, for a liturgy that is overwhelming to the senses, to celebrate an event that makes no sense to those who do not believe. This is the night when we follow a light, like the Magi who followed the light of the star that led to the Christ child. Our pilgrimage leads us to the morning star, whose light of peace is shed upon us. This is the night we listen to stories, remarkable stories of God's love and promise, of our descent into sin and our ascent into glory because of the promise of God. This is the night we begin with the chaos of creation and end with the promise of resurrection. This is the night we celebrate new life through death in the waters of baptism, of anointing in the Spirit, of nourishment in his body and blood. This is the night we remember those who went before us in faith, whose stories we've heard this Holy Week. Peter, who remembered Jesus' words after the cock crowed. The disciples who were told, "Do this in remembrance of me." The good thief, whom Jesus promised to remember in his kingdom. Mary Magdalene and the women who remembered his words and went and shared them with the others. This is the night we remember that this night is different from all the rest. Because this is the night when love broke free from hatred, when life conquered death, when light overwhelmed darkness, when all of creation exulted at the good news of the angels, why do you look for the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. It is very easy and very tempting to stand before the tomb of our world and see it is only filled with violence and brokenness, bitterness and emptiness. But this is the night of belief. Belief that our God can, has, and will transform all that is aching and hurting in our world. This is the night we are called to see with eyes of faith the potential of the womb of our world to give birth to new life, to peace, to hope. This is the night we are called to remember what he has said to us. Do this in remembrance of me. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Love your enemies. Let your light shine. Love your neighbor as yourself. As I have done for you, so you should also do. This is the night we remember that we are his disciples too, that we have been baptized into a death like his so that we might be raised like him into newness of life. This is the night we remember, and we renew our calling to announce the good news to others. He is risen. Death has no power over him. He is alive and in our midst.